I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I'm saying, I'm surprised the M's didn't do some sort of fundraiser. I know they needed, if they need a little less,
yeah.
Like, I'm sure they could have gotten XM players or something to donate, yeah. Auction. You know, if they needed, like $500,000. They could have.
Where the fuck is Mike Sweeney and Eric
exactly.
Davis?
Sal Pisano. Yeah. But the fact that they needed multiple of millions, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get that with a car wash.
Yeah. Now that I turned us on real quick, viewer, listener, I guess just viewer at this point. Ski and I were talking about this. The Carl's Jr. Coach Woz double play. Double play melt. It's $15, and every purchase gives $5 to Oregon baseball, which Oregon baseball does not need your money.
By the way,
Carl's Jr., you got a lot of fucking nerve charging $15 for a combo meal. Get fucked. And I say this as a former Carl's Jr. shift leader. You know what I'm saying?
Well, is that a $5 bump from what they would charge? Is that a $10 meal?
I think so. So they're forcing you to give $5 to Oregon baseball.
Yeah, Carl's Jr. can take that $5 out of their cut. I know that.
Nope. I do think it's funny that Coach Woz is the like person on it.
It's college baseball. Nobody knows a fucking player's name for the most part in college baseball.
Yeah.
Now, if it was a football player and you got a quarterback or a big time receiver on board, then yes, I could see that.
Coach Woz taking all of that NIL money.
Oh yeah,
which is also funny. And
I would love to see someone that'd be like, you know what? I want to donate to Oregon Athletics by this $15 burger meal. Like that's their angle. Like, oh, I wasn't gonna get Carl's Jr., but you know what? I think I'm gonna do it now.
They support Oregon baseball. Yeah,
because Oregon Athletics does not have enough fucking money. They're poor.
Exactly.
They're cash poor.
Cash poor.
It's a dying program. Fuck out of here, Coach Woz.
Coach Woz.
It's true though.
More like Coach Whack.
It's true though.
What? That's a poor program.
Yes.
Yeah. they need that extra Carl's Jr. $5.
Yeah, they need that.
I'm just saying Rob Mullins was trying to warn people like 4 months ago that this house thing is not good for them. They're poor.
Hey man, I get it.
What level in this economy? Like Oregon football adjacent poor or like around the country?
Everything else is poor. Like just Oregon's undergrads are at like 21,000. Every team in the like outside of like Northwestern, everyone else in the Big Ten, 70,000 undergrads. Like, they're poor comparatively.
Man, I guess we all got to go out and spend $15 on this Coach Woz double play meal.
Just saying,
you know, like
I don't even know what you're talking about, but you check out endowments.
Yeah,
Oregon's not great.
Well, we're talking about, listener, you might not get it because you weren't watching the stream, but King just hopped in the middle of our conversation about the Coach Woz double play burger deal from Carl's Jr. And it is $14.99 for a burger and fries and a drink. And everyone you purchase, $5 goes to Oregon baseball.
That's cheap for Carl's Jr. What are you guys complaining about? What's your quibble? Have you had a double star meal there? $77.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I haven't been to Carl's Jr. Not exactly, in a while.
Not exactly a fiscally like frugal.
Remember when the $5 burger came out and it was
a
combo for $6 with the $5 burger, which was like the big, huge half pound patty. It was great. It was great. You get two famous stars for $3 back then. We were living the dream. Two famous stars right now, $12.
Yeah, easy.
$12.
I recoil when I drive by a Carl's Jr. now. I'm just like, you want how much for a famous Western? Oh, no.
Yeah, you could go to any local burger place and get a burger for less.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
The only place I would say that is more expensive would probably be Five Guys.
Well,
no doubt.
Get me started on Five Guys.
You get 2 pounds of French fries. I mean, at least you get something.
Inedible because they're fucking cold.
They do chill real quick.
9 pounds of fries in a bag. Oh, you're driving home? Ah, that's the sick joke. Enjoy your ice. Yep.
Ski said it, by the way. It's not that they don't make them fresh. It's that they get fucking cold immediately. Like whatever kind of potato they're using or whatever cut they're using of potato, it is.
They're definitely using those fucking russets. That's for sure.
Immediately soggy. And I bet like they don't put any sort of preservatives or anything like that, like you're supposed to. In America, we put that shit on our French fries, and they taste fantastic for like 5 minutes after they come out of the fryer, because that's how it's supposed to be done. You're telling me you're using like real potatoes and cutting them up and then putting them fresh? Get out of here with that. Process that shit.
Well, here's a question. So I 100% agree with King that they do get cold very quickly.
Right away.
But what you guys' takes, I actually don't mind a soggy fry. I think some fries and some burger places, I'm fine with a soggy fry.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be crisp every time, but
I generally agree.
It's got to be warm.
Warm, yes. See, but I don't mind the flaccid warm fry. Yes. You know, it doesn't have to be that extra
fully erect.
Hey, at this age, we take what we can get, right? You know,
you don't need a throbbing, veiny fry. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Fair enough. I just need it to be hot. That's it.
I will back you 100% on that, because cold fries are fucking gross.
Is that too much to ask? Really? Like, I mean, yeah.
The Five Guys propaganda is strong. People,
It's a good burger.
Fine hamburger, fine hot dogs.
Yeah, it just costs you $27.
Yes. It is insanely expensive. Yeah.
And I don't want to take it down this direction, but it always drives me insane when people bring in Five Guys into like an In-N-Out discussion. And it's like, it should be better. It's three times the cost is In-N-Out. Yeah. Congrats. Your $24 meal is better than this $7.99 meal. You got me. Good on you. Okay.
Yeah. That was the people back in the day complaining about how gross like Grizzly was compared to like Copenhagen. And it's like, they take fucking wood chips and just like mix it with some menthol. And there's your Grizzly back in the day. It's not some.
But you want to know what? That nicotine still gets to your fucking dome, man.
It still gets there.
Probably faster.
Well, not as fast as Kodiak. Nothing is.
Well, nothing is as poisonous as Kodiak.
No. Oh God.
I've never chewed tobacco in my life. Not even once.
Pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mitch. Is that surprising? Lita. Is that surprising? Lita, by the way, is that surprising for like somebody who played like as much sports as I did, like to
you're
never
looking at your glasses? Point? No. No.
All right. I gotta say,
my glasses look exactly the same.
I think you'll find.
Did you ever smoke a cigarette?
No, I did cigars for a little while. That was like a thing for a little bit, like a few months. Okay. But yeah, no.
I'm surprised you never got a little, little pouch or just a little red band off someone. Not going by yourself, but
That's sort of my point. That's sort of my point, right? I played a lot of baseball over the years, and at no point did anybody offer me any. That worked out.
Well, if you're buying a can of Coke back in the day as a 18, 17, real expensive, man.
And that shit didn't last.
No,
every single person on the team would be like, it was like the from Finding Dory, seagulls.
It was the same with seeds, if I remember correctly. Like, if one person brought a bag of seeds, that shit was getting shared throughout the whole team, and it was gone by the end of the game.
If you had to go out to the field to play half an inning
it's gone.
You left your bail. See, that's why you needed to buy. You go buy the like decoy can of Rooster, and then you hide your good stuff underneath. Let them pick away at the Rooster or Sequoia, and you have your Coke hiding.
Those are some deep cuts.
Jesus.
These are cans of chew that were around for like 18 months back in the day.
There is nobody who knows.
Sequoia was the worst. I know we've mentioned Sequoia before, so I won't dwell on it. But like, you know, like the Snoop line, there's like no seeds, no stems, no sticks. That's all it was.
That's all it was.
Yeah. That's all it was. You would literally throw in a dip and be like, oh, good. Oh, and all of a sudden a fucking log would come projecting out of your...
That's all pretty good. Yeah, that was chewing bark mulch for the most part.
Terrible.
But Sequoia had the twist tops, which was ingenious, and no one else used it.
I didn't like it.
I enjoyed the twist top.
I wanted to put my fingers in there and get them really dirty so everyone knew I was a real diphead.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had I wouldn't even eat
my fingernails back then. Right. I wanted everyone to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a thing? I know there were like, there's Coke nails. There's Coke nails. Is there chew nails?
You just needed one fingernail just a little long so you could break the seal. That's it.
Okay. So yes is what you're saying.
It doesn't have to be long like a Coke nail. Just, you can't cut them down, you know, to nothing.
It's more of a thumb, like a...
More important appendage thing was to build up the callus on the thumb so you could take the beer can or soda can and pop that top down.
Yeah.
That was the important one.
Yeah, except for... I was going to say, how many cuts do you got on your thumb?
Oh, my God. I guess, like, if I go and do, like, yard work or something and, like, get my finger dirty, like, I can legit be like, yeah, I see the scars.
Are you calloused up? Yeah, you got to be, like, calloused up, right?
No, I never calloused up. I cut every time.
Oh, it's a damn shame.
It sucked. Yeah.
By the way,
it's because you gotta use the elbow to pop the top first, and then so you're not digging in there too much. Yeah.
By the way, like, viewer, I apologize. We're chunking like crazy. There's nothing I can do about it. It sort of is what it is. WCP says he's never tried the ways of Zyn, but he has tried pretty much every other delivery method of nicotine. Booble says he was a heroin guy, which makes a lot of sense. And first time in the chat, Kurt. Hi, Kurt.
I think I shamed into this one.
Shame works.
All right. Peer pressure, shaming. Like, by the way, kids.
Wow, this guy took a dip in high school. I know that. You got peer pressure into that one.
You know what he says? He says Jolt Cola and Fun Dip were the real ones. That was his fun dip. It was Fun Dip. Fun Dip was the shit.
Big League Jew.
Yep.
What was he like? What was the mainstream answer to Jolt? It was like a Pepsi thing, and I feel like it was like a jungle theme where they had like some sort of a big cat that started with like a J or something. Hava. Hava.
I don't know.
Hava. Yeah, it was like the mainstream answer to Jolt.
I bet Kurt knows.
I swear it had like a jaguar.
Oh, Booble says it's Surge. Surge?
No, not Surge. No, not Surge.
Okay. All right.
No.
So Kurt does say, you fuckers were calling me out for not listening anymore. I was too busy watching my copy of Tango and Cash on Laserdisc on repeat. Good man.
Tango and Cash.
Good man.
No one said you didn't have any class. No one said that. I mean, come on. You fire up the Laserdisc. I mean,
yeah, that's,
you put your fucking top hat on with that.
That's professional. That's graduate level. You know, that's good stuff right there. All right, should we start the podcast? Let's start the podcast. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski.
Josta. It was called Josta.
That's made up.
J-O-S-T-A.
Josta.
That's made up. Pull it up on your. Pull it up on your phone. Show it to us. Otherwise, I don't believe it.
I feel like it could have been marketed with Black Panther. I'm actually feeling like this is. I don't know if I'm comfortable with this.
Appropriation.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this.
Oh, I don't much care for that.
Yeah.
I don't much care for that.
Here,
let's see if I can share it. Oh boy!
Yeah, right. I remember it now.
Oh boy!
I remember it being disgusting. I think I tried it once. It was disgusting.
Just
not great.
What did I call it? Hava? Hava?
Hava? Hava?
I made it. I made his. I mean, like Hispanic.
Yeah.
Hava.
Booble says his brother drank Josta, and it said it was gross. Yeah.
It's gross. Yeah, I remember it being gross.
Yeah. All right. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. This is the podcast. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. That's the place you will want to be if you like this podcast or care about things that we care about. It's the place where we get our list suggestions, our movie suggestions. We watch a movie podcast and talk about it every Sunday. This week's movie is Monster Hunter. It is on Hulu. It's Ski's movie this week. He chose Monster Hunter. It's on Hulu, so you can watch that. Listen to us talk about it. The podcast will come out on Sunday. Twitch is where we do the sports podcast live every Thursday. Twitch.tv/abrog87. Guys, I say it every single podcast, and nobody goes on there and hits the follow button. And so I'm almost like, why am I even saying it? We do have people watching live, so that's fun.
There's a follow button. I appreciate
that. There is on Twitch. If you hit the follow button, it like tells you when we go live, and you can just click a button, and then you can watch and get in the chat. It's fun or whatever. I think people have told me it's fun. Not Kurt. Kurt doesn't think it's fun, but he's here because he was peer pressured, and peer pressure works. Kids, don't forget.
Take a hit. Just take one.
Just one.
Just a quick drag.
That's good, man. Come on. It'll make you cool. It'll make you cool.
Make you feel good.
It'll make you cool. Yeah. You like being cool, don't you? Oh, maybe you don't like being cool. I don't know.
I mean, you don't have parents around, you know, so something's got to make you feel good.
I know we're cool. Don't you want to be cool like us? I don't know. Maybe you don't.
Get you that JanSport backpack you've been looking at. Just saying.
It was a JanSport backpack with the lighter clips on it. Isn't that what you were saying a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
only the cool kids.
Only the cool kids. You guys ever have one of those chain wallets? You ever do that?
I never did the chain. No, never a chain wallet guy.
Me neither.
I feel like that I had JNCOs, so I'm guilty on that. But the chain wallet always felt more like you were a Zoot Suit Riot type guy, like however you would classify that. Just wasn't well,
like a mighty mighty Boston. Is that
yes? Like you love ska. Like you either love ska or the Ramones. If you had a chain wallet, and I, you know,
though they were a different kind of oversized pants that you wore with the chain wallet. So you had like the JNCOs or whatever, but like the Zoot Suit dudes, those were like fancy oversized pants. Mm-hmm. Like there were stripes on them and shit.
I think the Ramon people wore the tight jeans back.
The Ramon
like
people,
Ramon people wore the tight jeans. Yeah.
But they also had the.
They had the chain wallets.
I think they had the chain wallets.
Did they?
Yeah, I think the Ramones more did the chain on the leather jacket. The chain wallet and the leather jacket.
But I think it's also because maybe they were a little more fearful of getting their wallets stolen from going through like heroin dens and stuff.
Yeah.
As opposed to the JNCOs, which you're not digging a wallet out of someone's JNCO pocket.
You're just going to a Safeway. It's just a Dairy Mart. You're fine. You're good.
You're not finding it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's $1.98 for a 32-ounce soda and a king-size Snickers. No one's going through your wallet. You're good.
Nope.
Going into Safeway to get that cheap fried rice, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
So many peas in this one. Ugh.
I mean, you could get the Safeway brand soda out of the machines outside for a quarter.
Perfect.
Shasta.
Shasta brand. They had some other brands. And like, was it Mr. Pibb? Or they had a doctor? It was a...
Dr. Becker?
Dr. Becker.
Dr. Becker.
That's right. The Shasta brand. Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Soda talk.
That's a perfect lunch, by the way. Perfect lunch. A quarter for a Shasta and then like some fried rice at Safeway. That's a perfect lunch. Like, I defy you to find a better lunch than that.
Safeway Chinese food was underrated, man.
Amen. Amen.
Very authentic.
The chicken was great, too.
Straight out of Shanghai, if I whatever tasted, man.
Well, I mean, it was like a block away from the Shanghai, or not the Shanghai, the Hong Kong restaurant. So you could get actual Chinese food if you really wanted to. It was like a block away, but no, Nope.
Yeah, but that was like $6 for a sit down meal instead of
$4.25
for 8 pounds of Chinese food and a soda.
Love those meals, like the little package meals that you could get. Like, love those. Good times.
I mean, we brought up when we were talking the mayonnaise either last week or the week before. You know how you buy a sandwich, it comes with a little mayonnaise packet in
there. Packet, yep.
Same way Chinese food, you can get the little small packet of Chinese mustard. Mm-hmm. Needed too. You needed some heat in that. It was very not spicy.
I assume we all have like chopsticks in our drawers right now from that situation, right? Like you grab two or three, like, hey man, like you never know when you're going to need chopsticks, but you don't actually use the chopsticks.
I have a kind of funny chopstick story from like a month ago. Mm-hmm. So it's a weekend. I may have indulged in some mind altering substances, and we order some Thai food, and I'm trying to eat it with chopsticks, you know, because I'm a man of culture. And I'm eating, and it's fine. It's working perfectly fine. But I'm noticing, man, it's just really rough on my tongue. They're wood. And I'm like, oh, God, it's really rough on my fucking tongue. But I persevere, you know? I keep fighting. I see that glass wall and I break through.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
Absolutely. And so I'm like 90% done, and I kind of look down. And I've had them before. It's not a new thing, but I'm used to the other way where they're like rectangular at the front, at the top, and get skinnier at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
These ones were circular and the same like width the whole way down, except the top had these little like three rings on each one, which I was using as the bottom. So it was like dragging on my tongue every single time.
Yeah, the three seashells. Yeah. This guy doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
This guy doesn't know how to use the three seashells. Come on.
I know the chopsticks you're talking. They're a higher quality chopstick. They're a little thicker. They're not as cheap. But yes, it's the same dimension around the entire thing. Yeah, there's no, here's the bottom end, here's the top end, here's the mouth end. But
yeah, and it hurt my tongue.
You learned the hard way. Yep.
I did.
Sorry, man.
Are you someone, every time if you pop chopsticks, especially the cheaper ones, do you rub them together like two sticks to try to get all the burrs off?
Oh yeah, always get the burrs.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't do that. I understand why people do. I can't bring myself to do it. I just can't. I can't.
I get a couple like I'm sharpening a knife like against each other, just a quick.
There you go. Yeah,
probably good.
Just in case there's like splinters on there or something.
In case there's a long splinter on it, you just got to clear that up.
I act like I'm Code Cheese, starting to start a fire.
Yeah.
Just rubbing them together. Yeah.
Perfect. And sometimes you do start a fire, and that's okay. Kurt says, barbecue pork with the sauce and sesame seeds at Hong Kong restaurant in the 90s was a meal all in itself. Just get the bucket and down the whole thing. Barbecue pork.
Was there nice? Yeah. Was there nice? They usually gave you like a small little cup of egg drop soup.
Yeah, you get some soup with it too. That's right. See, that's why you go into a restaurant, period. It's for the free soup. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Egg flour soup. Mm. Never seen an egg flour.
You call
flour
it egg
before,
flour or egg drop?
I call it egg drop.
I call it egg flour.
I'm sure they're separate. They're actually two separate soups.
I call it egg flour. Yeah, I don't know. That's just a colloquial yeah,
there's,
thing.
Yeah, there's no such thing as either, as an egg flour or an egg drop. But I like the taste of them.
Gosh, just
great, right? That commercial is finally not on TV, and you bring it right back into my fucking head. Thanks, King. Appreciate it. God damn it. That song was in my head for like 2 months.
Oh, it's never leaving. It's never leaving.
Never! God damn it.
There is a new commercial out that I think we all as a collective need to go murder the person that came up with the idea. It's a new like Nestle Crunch commercial. The sound that they make, it's a guy at like an airport. And he just cracks into a Nestle Crunch bar like three times. And it's the loudest, most piercing sound in it drives me crazy every time I see it.
There used to be a Snickers. There used to be a Snickers commercial where it was the sound of the guy eating. Like nobody wants to hear people eat. Like that. That's like a triggering thing for like a large portion of our population is hearing people. My kid like goes fucking crazy if like hears lip smacking and stuff. It's like an OCD thing or whatever. Like, don't put that in a commercial. It makes me change the channel. Let alone buy a
my youngest. Snickers. My youngest has a friend, and when he comes over, who's over today actually, all I hear is "Stop smacking your lips" as he's eating like some sort of goldfish or Doritos or string cheese or whatever the fuck you know Fifth Graders.
It's your kid saying yeah. "Stop smacking your lips."
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Stop yeah. smacking.
Shut the fuck up.
I think some people just have like hollowed out mouths a little more than others, so it echoes a little more every time you crunch.
Or they just chew with their fucking mouths open.
Right. But isn't that what ASMR is? Isn't that just people like
some people like it
eating food too like that? Yeah. So you're saying that some people it drives them insane, but some people fucking jack off to it. So
not for me.
Not for me either. Nope. It's gonna be a no for me, dog.
People,
is that the okay? All right, I couldn't tell what you were doing. I was like, "Are you making the whack it sound?" Like,
sorry, it was a transition.
I like that. I like a good transition. Did you see me in the commercial today? March Madness started. Did you see me? I was in a commercial.
You were
Trivago. Did you see me in the Trivago commercial?
Oh, I saw a Trivago mentioned in the Discord. Just
That's because I was in a commercial. You didn't see me.
So that's how you're forwarding your gallivanting off to Europe.
Yeah,
and Mexico,
seriously.
Yeah. All right, makes sense now.
You figured it out. Yep. For people who don't know what we're talking about, I wore a hat once and looked like Jurgen Klopp. So Jurgen Klopp's in a commercial. all right, should we talk about March Madness? It started today. Oregon doesn't play until tomorrow, both the men and the women. Women play at like 2:30. The men play at 7 because, of course.
Literally the last game of the first round.
God damn. But yeah, I mean, it was fun, right? It's basketball,
it's always the same.
You know, and this isn't an original thought. It's a couple years in now, but coverage of March Madness is better now in 2025 than it was in 2010, 2000, 2005, okay, or four, whatever. Like, sure. It's better now. It is better now. You can watch every game if you want to.
Yep. On TV, it's all on Hulu for me. They're showing it on Max as well. Like, there's a billion ways to watch it.
But I miss, and God rest his soul, he's no longer here, but Greg Gumbel, I think it's Greg, maybe it's Clark. Shit, I should have written that one down.
Gumbel the Gumbel.
The Gumbel.
Gumbel Gumbel, yeah.
I do miss when they would go and back to New York, and here's Greg Gumbel, and We are now leaving the Tulsa region and sending you out to the Oakland region while Kentucky is down. I miss
it was red zone.
It was like it was the red zone before the red zone. And like they have like red zone specific channels now on pretty much any platform you can watch it on. But it's not the same. Yeah. I appreciated kind of coming in blind now that I can look back on it. Again, it's better now. I kind of get it. But it was better then.
Well, was it better? I mean, do you really need to watch the 30, 40 point blowouts? I mean, they were good. They got you to the game that was close and that, you know, was actually entertaining.
Oh, better.
But you also miss out on all the like Impractical Joker commercials on True TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of.
That is true. That's a compelling point. Yeah. That is a compelling point. But like even today, because I was at work, I download the March Madness Live app, which I've downloaded for, you know, a couple years now. And oh my God, it is so, once you download that thing and log in, this game's close? You want to switch to Arkansas, Kansas? Do ya? Now we need your HBO Max password. Oh my god, I'm already signed in. You want to go watch the UCLA game? Paramount Plus login. Bring it on. Give me your Paramount Plus. I've given you 4 passwords. What do you need from me? Like, you don't need a firstborn? I just want to watch this streaming on my computer. Why do you need every password? Why are there so many streaming services? What is going on?
That's what you get. Cut the cord, man. Cut it.
You should give him the kid that complains about the lip smacking. That's what you should do.
You want to watch a Drake game? Give me your Discovery HD password. Fuck you. That hasn't been around for a year, so now I can't watch it? Nope, sorry.
Give me your CISO password. Come on, bro.
Yeah. Aren't you wishing you paid $300 for Comcast now? Well, a little, but no. It's obnoxious. It's obnoxious.
It's a lose-lose scenario for people now.
It's just frustrating.
Yeah, because you save your $30 more a month now, but you got to go through the headache of that.
I got Hulu and everything's on it. Like I click a button and it just switches. So you could do that.
I don't have Hulu.
Or Hulu. YouTube. Yeah. I think YouTube is the same, right? I don't know.
YouTube. Yes.
YouTube TV.
YouTube's not. I don't think YouTube TV is included in this package. Please.
No.
Please. That's the funny thing, is you can be paying $90 for something, and they're like, nope.
We don't have that.
By the way, Booble says he tried to watch it on his Xfinity app at work this morning and couldn't because he wasn't on his home Wi-Fi, which I am now remembering as an Xfinity.
That's hilarious.
That is crazy. How much money do you fucking pay a month for Xfinity and you can't access it whenever you want? Like, that's crazy.
Actually, that is the thing that like a year and a half ago kind of got me to just fucking dump Xfinity.
I get it.
Because I was like, why am I paying you so much fucking money when I can't watch it? That's what this is for.
Literally.
It's a mobile computer. Let me fucking watch it. Let me use it. This thing costs me like $2,100. Yeah. Let me use it, Xfinity.
This is on fucking payment plans, man.
Like this isn't an antenna. Like, it's not free. There's nothing free in this equation. Let me watch Valpo play, please.
Right, just wants to watch Valpo, man. Come on.
Write your congressman.
Nah. Those things. Speaking of something politics adjacent.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Did you guys see Ted Cruz talk about Elon Musk yesterday?
I did not.
God damn. It's insane. Ted Cruz gets on. I think he's got to be on like Fox or Newsmax or something. And he's like, I don't have a Ted Cruz voice, so whatever. He's just like, yeah, so I interviewed Elon. I told Elon, by the way, first episode drops tonight, and the second episode drops on Friday. It's called Taking a Cruise with Ted Cruz. Get it? Because I'm Ted Cruz. That's my podcast. Taking a Cruise with the News with Ted Cruz. And I asked Elon, like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 years ago, You were the most powerful person in a liberal city like Portland, Oregon. And the liberals loved you, Elon Musk. Less than a year ago, you were the liberal king. And now you've traded all that in, all that prosperity and goodwill. Because you joined up with the greatest president in the world, the most popular president, Donald J. Trump. Elon. Do you regret this move? And Elon looked at me. I'm not joking. You can look it up. Like, and Elon looked at me. And in a way only Elon could. He looked at me. He answered. And then he paused. And he said, sir. Senator, sir. I regret nothing. So I'm saving humanity.
Wow.
What the
Whoa.
Which my mind just explodes. He's like, Elon, you're now the number one domestic terrorist target in the world. How do you feel? It's fine. I'm saving humanity. And I was like, oh my God. I have not seen a more, and I'm not doing the voices right or anything. I was like, that was a cornier dismount than anything I saw in Armageddon. And yeah, that was about a bunch of drillers going up to stop an asteroid. With plenty of corny dramatic scenes. But he was like, no. I'm saving humanity. I expected like fireballs and doves and
no, he takes his glasses off and turns towards the camera with an explosion behind him.
Yeah. So don't forget to listen to Ted Cruz does a cruise on the news.
Cruise on the news.
I think it drops tomorrow, the second episode.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I just saw it and I was like, is this AI? This is so bad.
I was curious.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz.
He's a weird guy.
So dramatic.
He's a weird guy.
Don't be so dramatic.
And I think the problem I have with him, like among many other things, is like just the amount of a sellout he is. Like I understand like politicians are sellouts, whatever.
They all are, yeah.
But like to have the things that were said to him and about his wife and about his family by Trump and then to immediately turn around and kiss his ass was pretty incredible. Like, you know, there are things you do for, like, generational wealth. I fully understand that. But, like, that might be where I draw the line. Like, I can be cordial with this person to keep my job, but I'm not going to, like, kiss his ass. Like, you know, I don't know.
Well,
maybe that's just
that's me. Why you don't have the job as Secretary of State? Is that what it is?
Well, that's right. That's why we have no guests on our podcast that are saving humanity.
Yeah, Booble. Didn't he call him the Zodiac Bruce Killer? He said his dad was like the Zodiac Killer. Like,
his dad killed JFK or something. Yeah,
it's like Jesus Christ, man.
Wife is ugly.
He's called his wife Ryan ugly. Ted. He called Ryan his wife Ted. Ugly. I can't fucking believe that shit.
Wow. He's pure at heart. Don't ever say he's a politician. He's pure at heart.
Woo.
Sorry for that digression.
I thought you were gonna bring up the car recalls too. I thought that's what you were gonna talk about.
Yeah, because the fucking Teslas, they fall apart.
All of the trucks. Yeah.
I thought you were gonna bring up saving humanity as Musk saying that there's gonna be 1 million people on Mars in the next 25 years. Was that what it was about?
No, again. Yeah. Oh, within 20 years we'll have people off Mars, and we're going to take people to Mars that want to be there for the better good. And we're not colonizing Mars. This is not political. I feel like I need to qualify.
This is science. This is science.
Space travel to that degree is stupid. Yes. I've said this, and you know it's true. It's why we laughed at the people that died at the Titanic 2 summers ago, because the bottom of the ocean, we know you can't live there. We can't live on Mars. And I just wish someone, when they're interviewing, be like, "Yeah, there's no atmosphere.
Yeah, you can't terraform Mars. Like you can't.
Like you can't. Like you can't. Like there's nothing. Like
you can't.
What makes you think it's inhabitable? And they don't say, oh, well, ingenuity and the American spirit. No.
But what makes you think people could actually live there? Like
that built us a Studebaker once upon a time. But you're you're wanting us to live on Mars, bro. Oh, well, if you believe it, you can achieve it.
Okay. But where's the food and the oxygen and the water going to come from? Where are you going to get those things?
Very interesting question. Ooh, yeah.
These are questions.
That's what I wanted to answer.
I feel like you should ask these questions. I don't know.
Yeah. because it wasn't that long ago, like probably like 4 or 5 months ago, his latest thing of saying, oh, we'll be there in 10 years past. Like, he's done this multiple times. Yeah. It's not happening, bro. It's not happening. I've seen The Martian. It's not happening.
I was going to say, we've seen movies. We've seen total, I guess, that's make-believe, and that's not even
the Great Gazoo came down to Earth.
Mission to Mars. These are things that happened. Yeah. Guess what? Nobody's surviving on those. Like in Total Recall, it's just a big like industrial complex. They're not growing food. They have to like pumping oxygen just to these buildings, and you think you're going to terraform Mars in 25 years?
Look, bro, we've all seen Spaceballs.
I've seen Mars Attacks.
Yeah. No, we've seen Spaceballs, where they get the vacuum and they suck out the oxygen, and then they do the shoot out the oxygen with the you flip the switch. You know, it's fucking easy. What are you talking about? Booble reminding us
that Martians could exist up there. They wouldn't have come down here to attack Jack Nicholson. It's all exactly.
Thank you.
And Jim Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Jim Brown. They might have higher quality of not hitting women than he did. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, higher standard up there.
Pam Grier also in that film, right? I think coming down for Pam Grier, I get it. You know?
I get it, Mars.
I get it, Mars. I get it. Booble reminding us that Matt Damon grew potatoes on Mars.
What happens with thing got punctured a little, they all just disintegrated into nothingness.
You want to know what kind of idiot we sent up to Mars? Matt Damon. You want to know what Matt Damon did? He turned down a 10% share of Avatar. He would have made $279 billion at this point if he had just taken that role. But he said, no, I got to do the Bourne ultimatum. Ooh, dumb people. We sent our dumbest up to Mars. Elon, go up to Mars.
Yeah, lead the way. Lead the way, bud. Lead the way. See you there. Sounds good.
Sports.
Sports? Basketball? McNeese won? No?
Yeah, like,
who cares?
There's always a couple little, upsets. But are you guys, a lot of people, when the selection came out, were keying in on Liberty for the upset.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people picking Liberty, actually. Yes.
Did people look at rosters and see that their tallest guy is like 6'7"?
No, it's crazy.
They have a 7-footer. It's crazy. He doesn't play.
People don't look at
Biddle. Biddle is going to score like 40 points. Like, genuinely. No. I'm not Mr. Optimistic. Biddle's going to score like 40 points against them. Like, and have 15 rebounds. Like, come on. What are we doing?
Again, they could catch a heater and make 60% of their threes.
They better.
That's what it's going to take, I think. Yep. And then going in, I assume they're going to win. Because they might play. But I think the Ducks actually have a shot to beat Arizona. Arizona, they could lay the dud with the best of them.
I think they'll beat Arizona. Arizona and Oregon are kind of parallel, where we have Jackson Shellstad and they have Caleb Love. Either player can go for 30. And Love can go for 3. Same with Shellstad. Like, it's just, and when the only difference is when Love goes for 3, he's still shooting 15 times. Or when Shellstad goes for 3, he just kind of disappears. I don't know which one is worse, but,
The phrase is shoot or shoot, so.
That's true.
So Oregon beats Liberty, Oregon then beats Arizona, Oregon then plays Duke, probably.
Oregon then gets crushed by Duke.
Loses to Duke, yes.
Even if Flag is hurt, not 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Glad we have that decided. The women play at 2:30 tomorrow. Are we excited for that? I am.
Yeah, it's Oregon team in the tournament.
They won't beat Duke if they win. No, but
the season they had, though, like the fact that they're in the tournament at all is a really big accomplishment. Like, it feels weird talking about the women's team in this way because they were so dominant and so good. But where we had them and to where they are now, awesome. Awesome that they're in the tournament.
And also look at it from outside those Sabrina years.
Yes.
I mean, we would have taken that trip to the tourney also. Before Sabrina, post Sabrina. I mean, this program, I think we all got a little jaded on how good Sabrina was, assuming that her skill meant that the program was good also.
Yeah.
I think our expectations were just too high then. And this is making the tournament, possibly winning one game would be even more fantastic.
Satu, by the way, she's like a fucking unicorn.
Ruthie had three WNBA players.
Yeah.
Four. Did they have that other little like Spanish guard also? Didn't she make
Spanish?
Maite
Cazorla.
Yeah, I think she was in the WNBA too.
She plays professionally in Spain, I believe.
She's in that. Back in, you would know.
I would this guy. Yeah, I would
know. The guy yeah. here.
I would.
Is that why you went there to watch my turn?
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Tell us more about eating your fresh fish scampi, because that's where it originated, or whatever you're telling today. Oh, by the way, oh.
I'll tell you what I was talking about if you're really interested. It's the birthplace of the Caesar salad, which is in Mexico. And it was fucking amazing. So
Echo in Mexico?
Echo in
Mexico. How did they crush the sardines in front of you? How'd they do that?
With two big wood spoon things. So literally, like, they put them in and, like, to turn them into a fucking paste with the big wood spoons. It was crazy. Added a bunch of Parmesan to it too. It was like, it was in oil, obviously.
Parmesan. I bet you
very, very Mexican ingredient.
maybe it was cotija.
There you go.
All yeah, right. Probably cool. was that. Yeah.
Hey, notoriously Mexican.
Parmesan and croutons. Those are on a fucking Caesar salad, bro. By the way, Caesar. Famously Mexican as well.
Yeah. Old Augustus.
Old Augustus.
I think it was called a Chavez salad, but it got lost in translation when it came to the States.
So when you on a Wednesday night,
yeah,
and you know, however you do it, air fryer, deep fryer, oven, yeah, you pull out those Orida tater tots. Do you ever go? Yeah, this is where they originated. This is authentic. You can't get more authentic than eating a tater tot in Oregon.
This is a taste of Oregon, boys.
Yeah. Just ask it, because I do. I tell the story every time. Triangle, look, boys, in 1956, Mr. Orida. Salute to Mr.
Proud to be an Oregonian.
I eat my tater tot and I look up to Spencer's Butte and just salute the old racists that found Oregon.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what you have to do, right?
Yep.
Go take a fucking swig out of the fucking Willamette River and
a swig.
Before he got racist, he had some good ideas. Just hear him out.
Hear me out, guys. Hear me out.
You know, sundown laws, right? They could be there in the day, but when the sun goes away, right? That's we agree on.
Yeah. The funny thing about sundown laws here is for like 7 months, they don't really exist because we don't have the sun.
No sun.
Joke's on you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so this came up because like a BYU player said his grandpa invented the tater tot. Is that what happened?
His grandfather was the creator, but yeah, it's out of some shitty little small Oregon town in like northeastern Oregon.
I mean, that's a hell of a claim. I almost respect it. Like, is this one of those deals where like his family has sort of passed down this bullshit story from generation to generation, and then he says it in an interview once, and then everybody's like, "No, he didn't."
I think he is from the Orida family.
Okay.
I think it is legit. I kind of looked into it a little bit more. I do think it's legit.
Now, fantastic.
Now, I'm not going to say that we necessarily invented the tater tot. Maybe there's someone in Rochester, New York who can claim it, but they haven't.
They haven't.
So it's us. Yeah, so. Yeah, at first I was like Ski said in the Discord. I was like, it's like, fuckers in Seattle trying to take over Taco Time. Yeah. Like, this is bullshit. I will not abide by this. And yeah, he is like a great, 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 great grandson of Mr. Orida.
I love it. You guys are born in Oregon, right? Like, were you born in Eugene?
No.
Yeah.
No? What state were you born in?
Born in Missouri, moved to Eugene at 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah, I was born in California. So Ski's the only Oregonian here. Like,
do you not see how upset he is about his Tigers getting bounced? I mean, he's
inconsolable. Kansas lost too.
Yeah, I'm the only true Oregonian here. I mean,
what are you gonna do about that? What are you gonna do about that?
Two fucking transplants here.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't control my bowel movements.
Yeah, where's how's your home, second home over in Bend? You transplant? Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm from California too. I'm the worst out of all of us. Like
you are.
Yeah,
you're from somewhere cool. You're like San Jose,
like the Bay Area, California. That's like the worst. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they left Missouri for better things.
Yeah, no, they hopped on the Oregon Trail. I was already out here and like
it's too
crowded. You know, like I can't drive my Lincoln through town safely anymore. Like my butler really feels uncomfortable. I think it's time to get out of here, you guys.
I know San Jose is in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Is it really Bay Area though?
Yeah, it's South Bay.
How south do you have to go?
It's
you're
very
not touching
south.
The Bay.
It's very south.
Very south. Yeah.
At a certain point, I feel like you're.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Like it's like a 45-minute drive in. That's how.
So
far south
so it is. It touches Santa Clara. So like where the 49ers are touches San Jose. So it's got to be the Bay Area. It has to be.
Well, because that's only 50 minutes from San Francisco.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It is like an hour.
Often,
it is like
getting out to the desert and still claiming to be.
Stockton.
Yes.
Stockton. If you're in Stockton, you can't say you're from the Bay Area, right? Like, because I know San Jose is the Bay Area. It is. It's like, what are the limits? Like, not from like Richmond.
Can a BART go there? I think is the question. Like, if the train can go there, then you're Bay Area.
So I think that the cutoff is like Walnut Creek to the east, because I think that's about as far as BART goes.
Isn't that where Sabrina
like Concord,
was from? Walnut Creek.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So at the very edge, to where they have their nice big houses away from minorities, but. Still close enough where you claim the bay, right?
On a clear day, you can see the bay.
Yeah. Glad we're fleshing this out, figuring it out. Yeah.
I'm pulling up the BART map right now. So farthest east you can go is
Monterey.
Antioch.
Monterey is not the Bay Area.
No.
Right?
No.
No, okay.
So Antioch and Pittsburgh to the east. Let's see, you got South Fremont. To the South Bay, and then the peninsula goes out to Millbrae, which is right next to the airport. And then north is Richmond. That's the end. So Richmond, basically the airport, Fremont and Antioch. Yeah. Beyond that is San Jose. So San Jose, like, Santa Clara, you can't take a BART to Santa Clara. Like, I think there's another train system that goes down there that you can hop on. But yeah,
I think. God, this is what a stupid tangent.
Yeah,
geography talk, man.
Yeah,
but I love how the San Francisco International Airport is very clearly not in San Francisco. Which, okay, not that irregular, sure. But that's why a couple years ago the Oakland Airport tried to rename itself something like the San Francisco Airport of Oakland. And they were like, you're not in San Francisco. And their whole thing was,
neither are you.
Neither are you. Yeah. Nor are you. What are you talking about?
That's a very Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
It 100% was. But I just think it's funny because that was their retort. Yeah, no kidding. We're in Oakland. But you want to know what? You're not in San Francisco either.
You're basically the same distance on a BART train from. Yeah, pretty much. It's like my dad lives in Concord, and it's like an hour from the airport. That's far on a train, like a train that cuts through everything. That's a long time. So,
yeah.
All right.
I like the airport, though.
It's a great airport. As far as airports go,
I do. Yeah, it's great. I really like it. Yeah.
Yep. Do we want to just do our list? Like, do we have any other sports to talk about?
I got one more thing to bring up.
We could talk about the Bengals. We could talk about
I don't give a shit about the Bengals of all teams.
The Celtics being sold for $6.1 billion.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money. The point one, by the way, is $100 million. Like, we scoff at the point one. That's $100 million. Like, that's a lot of money. like, yeah, $6 billion, 0.1, whatever. That's $100 million.
No, I was going to bring up your guys' thoughts on, we just had, you know, the Tokyo series, right? The two games in Tokyo.
Sure, sure.
That count. And I get, you know, a great market to want to promote the game. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of money. They love baseball. But the first two counting regular seasons of games mm-hmm. start at 3 a.m. with pitchers that are only starting pitchers that are only throwing like 65 pitches.
Okay.
You'd have to find a way in the middle of the season somehow, but no one wants to make that flight there.
Well, the dumbest thing is now the Dodgers and Cubs come back and they have like 2 weeks of spring training left.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. Yeah. I don't care.
We know. Well, yeah, Justin, it's like, I think it's really stupid and they've done it for a long time. Like the Mariners and Ichiro went over there, mm-hmm. you know, many years ago. But to me, it's two games of baseball. Who the fuck cares? I have more of a problem with some of the football ones, like sending teams to Brazil, and it's just, I don't know. I it's not for me. I don't like. 2 years ago, the Chiefs played in like Frankfurt or something against the Dolphins. I woke up and watched it, and was like, "Why am I awake to watch this?" And I just told myself, well, because there's only 17 of these, so okay. But then I also told myself, when the game ended at like 9 in the morning and I was gassed, it's like, I'm never doing this again. So I don't care if they go over to London or anything. I'm out on this. I will record it and I'll watch it when I wake up at my leisure.
I think both things can be true, right? Like I think it's dumb. Like I think it's like just on paper, the fact that you're playing 2 weeks before the actual season starts, you have to like get guys into regular season mode and then go back to spring training mode and then go back to regular season mode is dumb. I think that's dumb, but also who cares? Like the season is so long,
so
it doesn't matter. Like is
well, and
it's yeah. two losses on their record, two home game loss. I think it's two, or at least one home game loss that they, like I said, their starting pitcher
so get good.
Was throwing good. He threw 65 pitches and they pulled him because
why?
Pitching for two or 3 weeks because they're in the middle of spring training. They're not in regular season form.
Okay, well, they knew when their season was going to start, and so prepare for it.
Oh,
yeah, oh, yeah. You're just complaining about the length of the season.
Did that schedule just come out?
Yeah.
Well, is this a surprise to you? Where was this grind in January?
Grinding.
No, it's a gimmick. It's stupid. Yes. I get it, money, but it's dumb.
Yeah, money. Money and branding and putting the most famous baseball player in the world in front of the people who like really badly want to see him. Yeah.
And let alone like three of their national players are on one team.
Yes.
That's yeah. Again, and I could see and it makes sense.
You can't do it in the middle of the season either. Cause like that's no, cause the travel
that,
is
you're not making that.
Yeah.
Trip.
Yeah.
Cause it's not like football where you have those days off in between to where you could go, you know, get acclimated for a day or two.
And then have a bye week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's your bye week. You get lucky you got a day off the next day. There's your bye.
I don't know. It's fucking baseball. I have a hard time caring. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Again.
I'm Ace fan. Ace fan. I'm sorry.
No. Speaking of baseball, we got to mention the M's.
Yep.
We did a really bad job. Why have we been talking for 45 minutes?
I feel like we've already hit the M's a bunch over the last.
No, we have. My only point was because when it failed in May or whatever it was, we all kind of saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, that was it.
But reading, it doesn't matter what forum you're on, because I've kind of joked about Eugene Reddit, but whether it's Reddit, Twitter, Facebook even Instagram, you know, I've hopped on all of them. The people that are so sure they have the right answer on how to fix this, And then we'll be like, someone will be like, no, they can't play at Sheldon High School because X, Y, and Z. And they're like, well, that's just your opinion. No, these are the parameters set by Major League Baseball now for these stadiums. This is not my opinion. This is what they have to have. Well, I think the stadium is fine. That's awesome. Not I'm glad point. You like the Drifters Stadium. You're wrong. No, I'm not. What gives people so much confidence to just swoop in and be like, this is the truth? And then when someone's like, no, like, I'm trying to help you here. It's this. And like, that reject
have you,
this.
Have you been on social media in the last?
I know.
8 years.
I get it. But there's just.
This is so localized. Like, to King's point, this is so localized that it really is like a wow. You don't really expect that big, broad spectrum of stupid to be like right in front of your face.
Stupid is worldwide.
Your neighbors, of course.
There are idiots in our community.
A new one I saw pop up yesterday or 2 days ago on all forums was how curious. They're saying they're leaving again, but yet they're going to play at PK next year. Maybe this was a scam all along and they're just never moving. And people be like, no, Mr. Mrs. Cat 4725. It takes time for people to build a stadium for them to move. This is the whole thing. The stadium.
That's the point. Like,
it just seems too coincidental. No. They are moving.
You had a chance to vote them
a new stadium. It is going to take more than a year. No, I disagree. You can't. Why are you disagreeing with this? Just don't reply. Walk away. I bet you we've all been in these internet things where you say something where you think you're right and you're wrong. It's like, it's not a big deal. You're just like, oh, do I know what? I didn't know the Yellow Five shrunk your nards. That's on me. But they're right. I'm just going to not reply. I'll walk away. I concede. You don't got to double down. Stop doubling down.
That's the thing of people like complaining about like a live sporting event and something happens that's pretty uncommon. And they're like, there's no way that should be allowed. And then someone points to the rule book and says, it says here, this is why it happened in the rule book. And people will still argue it. But yes. It's Major League Baseball is the reason why. And also, why didn't the Ducks just build a proper stadium to start with? Why did they not just build a visitors' changing room and places for the umps? Because that was the big crux of it.
I've seen people say that it was supposed to be built in, like, 2011. Like, that was in the plans. But football got too good, so that kind of took up some funding, and it just never happened. I think it's totally weird that they didn't build adjoining locker room. Like, I think it's very bizarre. Like, built this thing in 2009. Like, what are we doing?
I got caught in a rabbit hole of looking at some comments about when this all was going down too, and someone in the comments said, He said, I worked for the M's back in like the 80s. I know that area in College Hill. It's a dump. They burnt it down on purpose to collect the insurance money.
Insurance money. And yeah, like, I saw that guy.
I was like, those fucking pesky 12-year-old arsonists that you use to burn down properties.
That clearly and publicly got in trouble and are lucky they were in middle school and not like 3 or 4 years older. Like, they're very lucky. The College Hill just.
Yeah, they were talking shit about the College Hill area. It's like, wait a minute. Was like,
riffraff.
Yeah. You have clearly never been to Eugene if you're like saying those things about the College Hill area. Give me a break. That's like the best part of town.
here's an interesting question. I mean, it's obviously can never happen now because, Civic burnt down. But we know, when we were in high school playing there, it was a fucking shithole dump that it could have burnt down from fucking someone's glasses peering at it at a weird angle. They would have needed to, rehab that stadium up. Do you think they would have funded to get that back up to code.
And kids sports had it at that point, right? Or was that?
Yeah,
after?
It was like City of Eugene. It was like City of Eugene's. Yeah, and 4J was 4J.
4J.
That's who it was. It was 4J who owned it. So yeah, it was no 4J had no interest in.
So
because remember there was the whole Save Civic Stadium thing their last couple years playing.
Yeah, leading up to it.
Yeah, it's.
This is a perfect storm of Civic being decrepit, Civic burning down. Oregon baseball comes back. They have a stadium. Oh, that works. But guess what? Oregon baseball and then the M's jumping from short season. That's the big one. The M's going from short season ball to full ball, and that overlap of dealing with the Duck baseball team. It was doomed. It was doomed.
Yeah. And I totally. Yeah, I get it from Oregon's standpoint. Like they don't. We don't want to overlap for 7-8 weeks. Like it's our field. We want to practice. We want to use the gym. We want to use the cages. We want to schedule our games. We schedule our games. You can play Tri-Cities somewhere else. Like I got it. I understand it. It stinks.
Cause the M's would have had the money to be like, hey, guess what? We will pay for building out what we need to reach, you know, the specs for MLB baseball. They had the money to do that. I guarantee the university was like, you know what?
Not interested. Keep it. Yeah.
100%. 100%. And like on a bigger front, the whole Portland Diamond Project wanting
$800 million.
Yeah, not happening. But like the first comment I see, and then I see another one under, is of the worries of people that are. Again, none of us think they're going to get $800 million from a jock tax. Even if that means we're not paying for it, or you know, people in Portland aren't paying for it, it's just not going to happen. Okay. They're like, this is such a dumb idea. If Portland gets a major league teams, are we even sure teams from out of the state will play them? What are you talking about? And then people correct them. And one person's like, I've done my research, derp. You haven't, because if Portland gets a major league team again, we don't think that's happening. If they get a major league team, newsflash, major league players will play there because they want to get paid for playing.
Yeah.
What? And 31 other teams just be like, you want to know what?
Too cold. I don't
like the weather. We caught every trip, but. Okay, so they're going to go 81-0 every year.
Big wins right there, my friends.
Okay, but it goes back to what I was saying earlier, where people were not like doing the internet shithead, like, you fucking dumbass, of course. Like, they're like, no, they get a team, it's like contractually obligated. And they're like, nope, don't think so.
Yeah, again, back to my original point. People are really, really fucking stupid.
Yes.
And really confident in their stupidity.
That's the confidence thing is the one that just gets me. Is so confident.
They dig their heels into their stupidity.
The third time someone tells you they can't play at Sheldon High School, and you're like, no, I disagree. I went there with my nephew once, who's nice.
Guess what? I played baseball at Sheldon High School. It's not that nice. They have a barn to hit in. That's what
they do have a barn to hit in.
Great.
They got to play at North, you guys. That's where the Challengers play. If it's good enough for the Challengers,
nice either.
Swede's a fucking dump, also, man.
Sweet, yeah, guys.
It's got a name. What are we talking about? It's perfect. All right. So before we move on to our list, I'm going to read this from Kurt. My first job was at Civic. My first date was at Civic. My dad was an usher there for 20 plus years. On off days, we'd host players at our house for a barbecue. Yeah, these are Twib notes from Kurt. On off days, we'd host players at our house for a barbecue and go sailing on Fern Ridge. I still have M's bats, signed balls, a bag of balls collected from behind the fence, and a massive collection of mini helmets because ice cream eaten out of a mini Milwaukee Brewers batting helmet from 1991 just tastes better. Correct. The emeralds died when Civic burned down.
There's
an argument.
There's a very real argument for that, because I've mentioned this before. I don't, like, even for Autzen like duck games. I don't like where Autzen is. It's just and granted the fact that they're building it in. Don't get me started on that.
The indoor facility? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. We got to reroute roads for an unnecessary, but whatever.
Whatever.
It's not like the best place to go. It's not like it's a shitty part of town or anything. Yeah. It's just a random plot of land that you drive by. Yep. They don't even really sell. I mean, whatever. We don't need to go down that road.
Wait, say it again.
They don't really sell. They don't get like huge crowds now, except for 4th of July, opening day. You know what I mean? Prefontaine bobblehead night. Like
you're talking about the M's. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah. It died a little bit. It did.
Yeah. Well, it's because again that Civic was a dump, but it was awesome and it was an experience.
It was great.
And it was great. Like any place that has a stadium in a neighborhood can say this. So I'm not saying that area of South Eugene is like intrinsically more special than another place. But any stadium that is in an area, like Wrigley Field would not be as cool. Fenway Park would not be as cool if they were like 3 miles in that direction. You know what I mean? Just
even Portland PG Park is in the middle of fucking downtown, like right, sunken which, down. It was awesome.
It has its problems. It's a bad place to travel to. There's no tailgating spots for.
Yep.
I know Portland State doesn't play there anymore, but it's a cool place to be and go to a bar. You can walk over. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, PK. Don't even get me started on it for a Cuthbert Amphitheater. Like people, atmosphere stinks. There's nothing. What are you gonna do? Go to Kowloon's and look through the window to eat? Like, yeah, I don't think
Kowloon's is still there anymore, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
When the Portland Beavers played there, that place was a baseball vibe. It very similar to Civic, and
it was the same as the M's, except for there were legit, MLB players.
It felt like minor league baseball.
It was, but it
felt like it. And PK does not feel like it. PK does not feel like baseball. If that makes sense.
They need to throw some capes on their pitchers and have them run from left field to throw out a first pitch on stilt while doing a somersault, dancing to Bruno Mars. I hate you, Savannah Bananas.
The worst.
Moving on to our list.
The worst. Savannah Bananas are the worst. By the way, if you want to have blasphemy about the Savannah Bananas thrown at you, join our Discord. Like, because apparently everybody in our Discord loves the Savannah Bananas that are the fucking worst thing to ever happen to baseball.
Hey, it's the third inning. They're going to sing that Bruno Mars song again and wear capes.
They're going to do TikTok dances, you guys. Fuck out of here. Thank you.
Like I've said, people can enjoy what they enjoy.
But they're wrong.
If the Savannah Bananas came to PK, I'd go. If they played at the Volcano Stadium, I might look at tickets, but it would be a half-assed effort. If they played in Portland, absolutely not. That's how I... Nope. All right, onto our list.
Yeah, onto our list. Trying to figure out where it came from, who came up with the list. I think it was Booble. Yeah, it was. So, MT Booble in our Discord, in honor of Swoosh McDuck in our Discord, top three old guy injuries. We changed this to just top three injuries we have had. So our top three injuries that we have sustained. They could be dumb injuries. They could be like serious, whatever. Whatever is a top three for you. Me personally, I'm doing like old man body falling apart type situations. But again, it could be whatever you want it to be. By the way, join our Discord if you want to give us list ideas. Sports Brewery and Discord if you'd like to do that. Swoosh McDuck says in the chat, hate you all with crying emojis. Deal with it. Get good, bro. Like, quit being soft. I don't know what to tell you.
Get better joints.
Yeah, bro.
Bones.
Bro. All right. Who wants to start? I can start.
Go for it.
I'll start. My number three is I once broke a wisdom tooth eating cereal. I don't know if anybody out there has ever experienced tooth pain, or a broken tooth. That shit is the most painful experience I've ever had. Like, fetal position on the ground, like, so much pain. And I think...
I just did that within the last, like, year and change.
You, yeah. What'd you do? Like, what were you eating?
Honey bunches of oats.
Honey bunches of fucking oats. You gotta be kidding me, dog.
Yeah, I got a fucking rock oat in there.
Got the same cereal ski. Yeah. That's incredible. Honey bunches of oats, a tooth killer. I think we just stumbled on something, folks. Folks, call your senators.
What the mainstream media doesn't want you to know.
The lamestream media. Listen, come here for your cereal truthers.
I don't remember what I was eating, but summer of 2023, I chipped the front of my tooth, and it was just the front part of it. It didn't go all the way back. Oh. So it didn't go to like the chewy middle, and it would hang down. And so I had like 3 days before the dentist could get me in. He's like, even if it falls down, it's not going to do much.
They want it to fall
down. So when I would be talking to people at work, to vacuum, and every once in a while it would fall down, but it wasn't all the way off, so it would never completely come off. But I'd have this little thing right there that was just hanging. It was just dangling.
Oof.
Yeah. It didn't hurt. But it was really embarrassing.
It's really bad. That sucks.
Yeah, 3 days I got to work. Oh, man.
Yeah. Those are sick days.
I bought like Polydent grip to try and put it on. That shit didn't work.
That's some old man shit right there.
That's some old man shit.
Yeah.
All right. What's your guys' threes?
I'm going to do my number three as, an old man injury. Probably once a month I wake up and my shoulder and or neck hurt from just sleeping.
Yeah. Sleep, like, I don't know what it is. Like, as we get older, like, sleep takes us out. Like if you lay on your hand wrong or something like that, like, your arm is done for like a few days. Like, blood circulation, guys. Like, yeah, I'm gonna touch on sleeping injuries more later on my list.
Ugh. My number three isn't an old person one, and I'm sure I've mentioned it on here before, but I was going up into my attic and my ladder latch broke and I fell directly down flat footed, and I fucking swear my anus pierced my innards and I could not move for like 5 minutes. I was standing like this, clenching my ass because I was positive I had lacerated my innards and everything was going to come pouring
out of your asshole. Yeah.
And it didn't, but my anus was, ladies, I understand.
Ladies.
It was, so, and men, you know.
That's why you use lube, man.
So sore. It was I could feel the reverberations from my anus, like tickling my ribs. It was
Did it shatter your teeth?
Yeah. No. Yes. Because I landed with my legs, like, too straight. So I'm lucky I didn't, like, blow out my knees, but I didn't cushion myself at all.
And, see, if you were a little bit older, you just would have ragdolled. Yeah. Your legs would have been able to stay straight. You just, like, crumbled. You probably wouldn't have
hurt. Yeah. Happens today, I'm fine. Yeah. It's like the drunk driver in an accident.
Exactly.
A little limber.
Well, or your knees explode when you land, if it happens today.
I got it. I'm double covered.
Look, knee replacement surgery is not as bad as it used to be.
Hey, it's like an outpatient source. Treatment now.
It absolutely is, guys. That is insurance covered. all right, threes from the chat. Booble says, throwing my back out while sneezing.
That happens to pro athletes, though. One baseball player of yours goes down with a sneezing injury.
Sneezing injuries, man. Fuck. Yeah. WCP says, I also threw up my back from a thuggish sneeze. Oh, God.
Maybe these should be more like this.
Yeah, there we go.
I feel like that's more of the tenor.
Let's see. Kurt's number three. I got a pinched nerve in my neck last summer, which is 3 months of absolute hell and agony all down my left side because he slept wrong. Brutal. Just brutal. All right. My number two. This actually happened a few days ago. I was on one of my runs, completely flat surface, and this has happened to me before, completely flat surface, just fell on my face. Like, toe hit the earth, and I fell flat on my face. I have, luckily I was wearing, gloves because it was raining and cold, and so my hands didn't get torn up, but, I have a huge bruise on my hip, and it hurts to, sit down right now. Right now my hip hurts, sitting down. And I've done that before without gloves and scraped the shit out of my hands and my face. Clumsy, I guess? I don't know, man. I used to be a pro at that fucking, when you're walking down the hallway and somebody kicks your foot from behind and tries to get you to trip. I used to be a pro at that. I would never trip, ever. But here I am in my 40s and I'm just falling down, going on flat surfaces. So it's all downhill.
All right. My number two, going back a ways into the 90s here, old elementary school had a big ass wooden structured slide. Right. And thought it was a pretty cool, smart idea just to launch myself off the top of it down into the wood chips and fractured my wrist.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's metal, dude.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I thought wood chips metal are supposed to break your fall a little easier and just apparently not.
I don't know. Maybe you just got weak wrists.
Now it is. Now it
flops around now.
Can you hear that? Does it come through the mic? Yeah, cracks
wait,
every
wait,
time.
Wait, do that again. Do that again. Nope, can't hear it.
I'm not sure you can hear it, yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah. Yeah, no, that just means you're a badass ski. So,
well,
how old were you?
Grade school,
third
grade.
Yeah, that's a cool injury. Did you have a cast and everything?
Oh yeah,
that's a cool injury.
It was a weapon.
Did you even see him? He jumped off the top of the play structure. broke my wrist.
Yeah, they just let you play with that in sports too. Oh, yeah. You just fucking club people.
Yep.
Shit.
Yep. All right, what's your two, King?
My number two is sixth grade, broke my wrist playing football. Okay, no big deal. Go in, just get the little half cast. Going to school the next day. And Micah Randall, I've had you circled ever since then. You twisted my wrist because he thought I was joking. And you rebroke it. I had to get a full cast because you rebroke my wrist, Micah Randall. Let this be a warning, Micah Randall. I'm not Elon Musk, and I'm not saving humanity.
You're going to need Elon Musk to save you, yeah. Micah Randall.
Yeah, Micah Randall, watch your ass. King's coming for vengeance.
Yeah, it sucked. The full arm cast is way different than the wrist cast.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mine was,
everything.
Up to the forearm.
Yeah.
Oh, so you had the arm lock like this where you couldn't move it.
Yes.
For, oh my
yeah.
god.
That yeah, sucks. That'd be the worst.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. What were your itching strategies? Did you have a stick? Do you remember?
After about losing 4 pen caps, I just stuck to pencils.
they cut off the cast and pen caps fall out.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And after about 4 weeks, I was totally disinterested with the showering with the bag on, and so I kept it out of the way for the most part, but yeah. Within about a week it got so crusty and gross, but I was over it. I was like
mold.
I just want to listen to some Sheryl Crow in the shower and masturbate, man. I got no time for this trash bag. Yeah, and it was on my right hand. That was a tough one.
Oh man. All right,
see, looking back, I should have used that as an opportunity to become a lefty hooper, but
Exactly that. Yep. Work on your fundamentals. Twos from the chat. Booble says, grabbing a baking tray out of the oven barehanded. It's like grandma's boy.
Dude, I still burn myself a lot cooking and stuff. Just hit your wrist on a hot pan or. It's always burned.
Did that the other day. It literally touched the heating element with my finger.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think we're just old enough and we've done it so many times now that it doesn't really affect you as much.
It still hurts. Yeah. I wish it was old, where all your nerve endings are dead and you just don't feel anything.
That's what I'm dealing with. Yeah. All right. Kurt says standing up from the couch too fast, like blood pressure. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Dude, I have that. Like, if I do like a squatting position and then stand up, I get lightheaded every single time. Like, that's a way I've gotten close to like trying to get myself to see if I can pass out from like, just because it happens every time.
It's like high school freaks choking themselves. Yeah,
how far
out.
Can I take this
by yourself?
Yeah, right. So he just walks in and finds me one day.
Yeah, at least with your buddy Mitch or whatever, or Gary, if you pass out, right. He'll help you if you're by yourself.
I think this is Braga just setting it up in case the paramedics come.
Yes.
He's got, you know, a tie wrapped around his neck, a tie to the doorknob. I'm just seeing if I could make myself pass out. Paramedic.
Yeah. Science.
With that Adam and Eve catalog wide open.
All right, two from WCP. Cut a chunk of the tip of his thumb off, slicing some potatoes on a new mandolin. Wait, like the musical instrument?
To use. No, the little, it's a little, you slide the potato, it just got a blade sitting flat.
Oh, Jesus. Those are the most dangerous fucking things ever.
Yeah.
You never see one of those in my house. Like, you literally hold it with your hand and slice it above like the sharpest knife ever. That's crazy. It's crazy.
That's the fun in it.
I guess.
You get,
you get really good. Yeah. When you're really good at it, you don't even look. You watch TV or whatever you're watching, and you can just feel it. You get a sense. Uh-huh. And every, like, fourth or fifth one, you're off just a little bit. Uh-huh. And keeps you on your toes.
Yeah,
makes
you
feel alive.
Feel alive, brother. Swoosh McDuck says you had the Henry Rowan Gardner.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ross and Grusin. All right, my number one is I have hurt my back in numerous ways. The most recent of which was showering. Like, I was literally in the shower. I was like putting soap on myself and my back.
Ooh, were you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, trust me. That would be a better story. If I were like masturbating,
where are you putting that soap on, big boy?
Hey, you want me to tell you? Yeah, you want me to tell you? where did you put that soap? Point it out on this doll. fuck, this sucks, and you can't breathe right for like a couple of days. I've done that sleeping. I've done that sneezing. I've done that like getting out of the car. Like, the back is fucking dumb.
I'm gonna knock on wood. Luckily, I've never had any back issues. Everything else fucking sucks, but
yeah,
back stuff seems like the worst.
It sucks. It's like, it's actually like debilitating.
Yeah, you can't fucking move.
Yes,
or I can hobble my fucking bust ass leg around. Like, it's
I can. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I can limp around. I kind of need to breathe and be able to sit down and get up. Yeah. All right, what you got?
All right, my number one, I guess I'll call it an old man injury. It was we were still playing fucking like rec league basketball leading up into the pandemic. And in the last game of the pandemic, damn near to the end of the fucking game too, go up for a jumper, guy's foot slides under, completely roll my fucking ankle over, like a bad one. And yeah, I obviously didn't go to the doctor or anything after that. And now my left ankle just cracks and hurts when it's cold out.
That is some old people shit if I've ever heard.
Definitely did not just bounce back from rolling your ankle anymore.
It's just injured forever.
It's just injured forever.
Yeah. I think that was a Louis C.K. joke where he goes to his doctor and his ankle hurts and his doctor's just like, you just got a shitty ankle now. Just take like take eight a leave a day and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Eight a leave a day.
But now it's when was last, I mean, I haven't even thought about playing basketball. Cause I get, you know, when you play those pickup games and there's an old head in there playing, I was like, yeah, I don't think I would risk jumping. Set shot jumpers. I'm not going up for boards. I'll lay some screens on people and shit, but now, I don't think I'm going to risk blowing in Keelings or
you're a spot up shooter now. That's it.
Yeah.
Stand in the corner, hope somebody passes to you. And then you shoot it and
play a half ass shot either.
You half ass on defense. Yeah. No, all set shots.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you were doing set shots anyways. What are we talking about, Ski?
I'm a fucking high flyer, man.
You're not doing Dean step form jump shot shooting, man. What are we talking about?
Oh, I had to.
Oh yeah, you are kind of short king.
You think someone of my height could just flat foot hit jumpers?
What a swipe! You set that one up, you asshole.
He's a short king. Jesus. He's a king. He's a short king.
Jesus, man.
What?
Rude.
Is it? Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I felt unnecessary. You weren't really jumping. Oh, maybe you were. Cause, Wow, just felt rude. Right? Gratuitous.
That's a LeBron celebration, right? Like you're too small. Like
excessive.
So,
yeah. What's
my number one? This isn't my number one, but it actually kind of tracks with what Skis is. Mid 2000s, up in Lacey, Washington, at Pints and Courts Bar.
It's in Courts.
Pints and Courts. Walking back to my friend's apartment, and I step off a curb and go, "Wow." Right foot feels like it's electric. Woke up at like 3-4 in the morning, went, oh my god, it's huge. Long story short, just thought I sprained it. Didn't go to the doctor for like a month and a half. Yeah, I broke my fifth metatarsal. And about 2 years ago, it was hurting again real bad, same spot. Go to an ortho and he goes, "Hey man, you see that? Yeah, if you live here still in 10 years and I'm not retired in 10 years, I'm going to see you, buddy, because you got two bone spurs just floating around."
Well, President Bone Spur over here. You run for office here now. You're good.
Hey now.
100%. But my real number one is trying to do a family-friendly, functional thing with cutting pumpkins. Are you familiar with this pagan this pagan thing in October
holiday right there?
Yeah, it used to be radishes, I think. Yeah.
so I'm cutting a pumpkin. I'm sure I've probably told this before, so I'll tell it quick. Cutting a pumpkin in the kitchen. Wife is out there. We actually don't have kids at this point, I don't think. So I'm just cutting the pumpkin,
all that young sex you were having and you didn't have any kids yet? Huh.
Maybe I had one.
Hey, you're cutting pumpkins with no kids?
Yeah, no, I had to have had kids then. Yeah, I had to have had kids. Happy. Yeah. Just young. When you do this stuff with a young kid that they'll never remember. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm cutting it, and I'm over the sink, and the knife, I take a thing, I stab myself right in the wrist. And I look at my wrist. I go, "Erica! Come here!" And she thinks I'm fucking with her. I pull out the knife.
Don't do that.
Blood starts squirting everywhere.
I'm supposed to pull out the knife.
Don't do that.
I got it. Long story short, we go to the hospital, and it turns into this whole ordeal where they have to stitch me up, take me to another area, take Erica to another area, bring the police
like
in.
A suicide thing? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, are you being abused? Are you abusive? Do you have intrusive thoughts? Have you ever thought about harming yourself? No. I was just cutting a pumpkin. I'm an idiot. I'm just dumb. Trust me. I'm just a stupid human.
If this was mid-2000s Chiefs, I mean, it might be warranted.
That was him. I love that castle. The losses were fine. You know.
They're fine. Right.
But that Romeo Crennel era was a lot of fun.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Fun.
What do you mean? He was like off all those ex-49ers quarterbacks at that point. He was living good.
Look up what one of their linebackers did at the Arrowhead parking lot and made Romeo Crennel watch kids. That's how fun that era of Chiefs football was. Just look it up. So that was my number one.
Remember when my brother was a kid, he was helping his dad like chop wood and a piece of the axe came off and hit him right in the right in the vein in the middle of his arm, like inner elbow or whatever. And it just started like fucking Kill Bill. I wasn't there for it, but they had to go to the emergency room right away. My brother's dad, squeamish at the sight of blood, which did not help.
I will say I learned that people are more squeamish at blood than I am. And like, I don't know, it was October of 2023, but I was cutting up some dinner and I basically cut my fingernail off. And I just went to the ER, whatever. I'm just dripping blood, but it's just your finger. And I just post a couple pictures on Facebook or Instagram because I think it's kind of funny because I'm a dipshit. So many people were like, spoilers! Ah, get the Softway timeline! Wow. Well,
it's just, one of those definitely wasn't Duck Duck Chef because that dude fucking posts.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I think that's who I thought it was, why it was cool. You could just you could just post bloody fingers.
If he can get away with it, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's when you learn. That's when you learn where you are in the duck football pecking order on Twitter, yeah. King.
Oh, I showed it to my Bruin fans, and they all loved it. But to this day, fingernail doesn't grow back right, and it's the tip is sensitive.
Sorry, you have a sensitive tip. They have stuff for that. Hymns, check it out.
Go to our use yeah, code TSP.
Promo code TSP.
Speaking of hymns. Yeah, go.
We should end the podcast.
We're done.
Real quick, one's from the chat. Booble punching a metal utility pole out of anger. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Kurt says, 8 years old after mowing the lawn, decided to check how hot the muffler exhaust was. So touch,
yes, I love that one.
Touch white hot metal to gauge it. Severe second degree burn. Turns out the hot thing spewing out black smoke is indeed hot. And one from WCP, when I was in third grade, I fractured my tibia after getting pushed from behind at the end of recess. There was only like 2 days left of school before summer break. Really fucked up early summer plans, specifically a Rogue River jet boat trip. That sucks. Oh. That sucks. And then the reason this list came about, Swoosh McDuck, his number 1, 2, and 3, lifting a 12.3 pound cat off the office desk on Monday.
Duval.
And injuring himself. Duval. All right, we got to end the podcast. Viewer, listener, there are a bunch of honorable mentions in our chat. So if you want to see those, check them out.
Here's a quick one of punching stuff.
Post this bad boy on YouTube so you can see him there.
If you can look at my pinky knuckle is supposed to be here and not down here. That's from punching a wall.
I do see that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I think
punch walls, kids.
If we've learned anything, it's toxic male masculinity or whatever. Well, like, you know, like,
I mean, high school pickup basketball games was just rife with that. Your testosterone was just fucking pumping.
It does happen. Like the perceived fights that you were going to have with people just because of basketball.
Everyone.
Like everybody.
Fucker never outlets the damn ball. He just takes it all the way up every time.
Thank
Pass
you.
Pass the fucking ball,
Pass
man.
The ball, man.
God!
You're not Michael Jordan, bro. Yeah, quit holding it. All right.
Sophia, you get that long rebound. You ain't passing it to Scott. Nope.
Forget about it. all right. Movie on Sunday is Monster Hunter. It is on Hulu, so watch that. Listen to us talk about it. Thanks for watching and listening, guys. This was a long one. Thanks for hanging in there.
Why is it so long? What the hell?
That's what she said?
Ew.
All right. Bye.